Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. This story can't help but leave you with a smile on your face. A group of seniors volunteered to become a film crew for a horror movie called The Rug. While it sounds crazy, it's not. In fact, it is the subject of a documentary film called Silver Screamers, and it was part of a special event that took place in June at the Best Western in Coburg. If you are a senior or know someone who is an older adult who did not hear this interview the last time, you may wish to take a few moments to listen. Even if you heard it before, it's worth a second time.
I'm so pleased to have with me today Madeline Corelli, CEO of the Community Training and Development Center, and Sean Cisterna, director of the documentary film Silver Screamers, which will be aired at an upcoming seniors event on June 8th. Welcome to you both to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
On June 8th at the Coburg Best Western, there's going to be a day of film, food, and fun activities put on by the Community and Training and Development Center. So let's break this down. Madeline, tell us just in broad brush strokes, what is this day all about?
This day is all about learning and fun and I think an appreciation of seniors and the aging process and all the things that you can still do when you're a senior. And I also want to mention that the Y, the Coburg Y is also a partner in this and will be providing the activities and movement in the afternoon as well as the film in the morning.
I also understand that you're going to be talking about brain health. Is that correct?
That's true. Well, when we age, there are often issues with our brain health. As you know, neurological disorders are one of the most biggest concerns as we age. And there is a considerable amount of research that now exists on how to keep our brains not only active, but thriving. And Sean's film is a perfect example of seniors who not only are taking a risk, trying something new, expanding their horizons, learning, and staying engaged while having a great time, and doing things for their brain that are healthy. So Sean's film was the perfect film for me to find, and it was very serendipitous that I found the film. I found Sean through an Age Friendly Communities meeting that I usually attend, and a light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, "Oh, this is perfect. This is the perfect match for our community, which, as you know, Rob, is very senior-centric. We have a lot of older adults in our community, and it fits nicely into the work that we have done previously and the research that we have done for and with seniors, and the research that I'm also doing on brain health and early brain development in children. So altogether, it was a perfect solution for the CTDC, which is Community Training and Development Center, to really celebrate our 30th anniversary and to join with the Y and Sean and Silver Screamers to make an eventful day that hasn't been done anywhere else. So we're really happy to do it in Coburg.
Sean, let's talk about Silver Screamers. So I understand that it's a documentary of being shown at the event. What is the storyline?
Oh, well, Silver Screamers is a it's a heartwarming and spine-tingling documentary about a group of older adults who, I guess, get outside of their comfort zone and decide to make a horror film together. And, they're mentored by a local filmmaker, that's me, as they navigate the challenges of low-budget filmmaking and, what it's like to use fake blood and technology like new filmmaking cameras. But all in all, it's they're making it with humor and heart and resilience. And along the way, they discover new friendships and form, this new community. And it proves that creativity knows no age. So it's a it's a joyful celebration of second acts and this fearless reinvention.
How did you come up with the idea?
I was struggling for funding for this horror movie that I wanted to do called The Rug, and I kept getting rejected by all the different film funders across the country. I mean, that's the indie film way. You apply for funding, and then when it doesn't come, most of it's rejection. So you have to have a thick skin. But when the day I got the last rejection, I also got a flyer in the mail from my local member of parliament saying to, if you have any projects for the New Horizons for Seniors program, submit an application. And so, a light bulb kind of clicked. Like, could I make this horror movie and somehow spin it for a workshop or a project centered around older adults in my community? And so by default, this collective of older adults came together as my crew to make this horror movie come to life.
How did you find the different people? How did you meet them, and how did you bring that group together?
I went to different retirement centers, senior active living centers, church groups, community groups, Odd Fellows meetings, all looking for willing participants to come along on this journey with us. And time after time, I was met with just dumbfounded looks. Nobody wanted to participate. So it's honestly, it was just a collective of eight individuals that raised their hand and wanted to try something new. And these are the only eight willing participants that signed up. So I took what I could get, and luckily they turned out like so much better than anticipated. They all dove into their positions with creativity and with full force and with passion and determination. And those are the types of people that we look for in the film world.
Did any of them have any previous experience doing this kind of thing?
No previous experience in filmmaking, but we tried to tailor each individual with what they did in their past life and their past work experience. We tried to find the best correlation to a position on a film set, so that at least they had a starting point or a some sort of transferable skill that could theoretically pass in the film world. And it took some mentorship with myself and a younger team who was experienced in film, and we became their mentors on this production, so that they could achieve the best version of their role as possible.
What was that like working with those kinds of people that are not as experienced and haven't done film before?
I'll be honest, it was a challenge at first. I mean, we're used to working like 12, 13, 14-hour days on a film, and we do it with such speed and precision that it becomes kind of like a well-oiled machine sort of thing. But with this production, because we knew we were working with individuals who hadn't participated in filmmaking before, it really the pace was a little slower. We understood that going into the project that's what this project was going to be. But I think we also kind of embraced the challenge of mentoring. We never really get the opportunity to teach our skills when we're on a film set because we're just working so quickly and trying to achieve the shots we need to achieve. So deliberately creating a schedule that allowed for those teachable moments was I don't know, just a new way of making a film. So it's kind of like filmmaking and schooling at the same time. And I'm thinking of Anthony. He was our props person. His his role because he's a volunteer in Aurora, where we filmed the movie. I mean, he knows everybody. He volunteers for everything in town, and so we knew that he was connected to several, hundreds of different people. So he would be the best person to go out into the community and beg, borrow, and steal for the props that we needed for the film.
I'm sure they walked away learning a lot. What did you learn?
They well I certainly learned a lot of patience for sure. Filmmaking has become I would say a little more predictable over the years. I've been in this industry for 20, 25 years now and know what to expect every day. I step onto a film set. I work with my actors to block the scene. I work with my cinematographer to set up the lights and design the camera moves. That has become a formulaic process over the years. But on this particular production, on Silver Screamers, we were met with this kind of wide-eyed curiosity by these new participants on our film. And so to experience filmmaking through fresh eyes for the first time again, it kind of rejuvenated our love for filmmaking. And I say that for as myself as the director, but the entire, younger crew that came on board to be mentors, they kind of fell in love with the process again because there's something so reciprocal about that mentorship opportunity. We learn from each other and make each other better at our roles.
So, what kind of feedback have you received?
Oh, the feedback has been incredible. Everyone we engage with, tells us that it's a heartwarming film. It's very inspiring. The participants that originally did not say yes to the pitch when I pitched the project to them to get involved in the production, they all say they wish they had raised their hand that day that I appeared in their community asking for volunteers. And I think it's just people are yearning for these types of experiences. I think they're it's a way for older adults to stay connected with each other and to learn a new skill. And that's basically what we were trying to do with this project is teach a new skill, use your brain, use your creativity, and become part of a community while doing so.
Madeline, what is the place of creativity in aging?
That's a very powerful question. If we age without exploring our creative side, we lose a piece of ourselves that we had as children. Children are eminently creative. They create something out of nothing every minute of the day. And you can hear it when they talk to themselves, when they talk to each other, when they find a stick and they throw it around. They're creating something in their mind. It's a fantasy, it's an exploration. And those are the things we lose when we age. We lose that spark. We lose that ability to think. I'm not going to say outside the box, but we lose that spark that we need in order to envision ourselves in another place, another time, another scenario of life. And that can be that's very sad, because when you lose that edge, that ability to see yourself in as something else, as a participant more fully in life and what life has to offer, we lose what it means to be alive. I often say to people when they talk about aging, I say, well, if you're lucky enough to get to a ripe old age, because not all of us are lucky enough to get to a ripe old age, it's a gift, and it's a gift that we shouldn't ignore. It's a gift that we need to explore. And it's that exploration that I think is hard, not only individually, but it's hard as a society.
Sean, how did you see the creativity of these individuals coming forward as they worked with you?
Yeah, I think this particular group of participants in our production, they embraced creativity right from the start. There were some technical hurdles, I mean, our camera operator, Sonny, he's 78. He needed to learn the ins and outs of the specific film camera that we were using, but he wanted to have a very sort of gothic looking film, a very horror-esque looking film. He wanted to incorporate smoke in the production and utilize haze, some atmosphere like with a smoke machine. He ended up setting some fire alarms off during the making of the film, which is captured in the documentary. But it's those sort of things, like having a creative vision and being able to implement it through the art of filmmaking, like really comes through in Silver Screamers. There's also Lucia. She's our art director. She was responsible for designing the sets, and she went to an art gallery to get some inspiration, and she brought that creativity to the set every day and created this dark and gothic sort of look within the house that we were filming in. So yeah, it's all about adhering to one specific vision. So everybody's working on the same film, and that they our protagonists really did kind of unify and make this film come to life.
Madeline, would you be good enough to review all the details about the event and how people can register?
Yeah, sure. It's June the 8th, and it's at the Best Western Hotel in Coburg. And we picked the Best Western because it's comfortable and it's easy access and it's free parking, etc. And you can register in a number of ways. Our posters that we've distributed all over town, all over the community, actually broadly beyond the town, has a QR code. And for people who are technically advanced, you can do the registration through the QR code. You can also register at the Y at their front desk. You can also register by phoning my office and leaving a message with your name and preferably your email address or at least your phone number so that we can register you that way as well. And then there's a direct link on our website as well, the ctdclearningplace.com. So if you go onto our website, you can see the Eventbrite registration process right on the website.
And the date and time?
And so it's June the 8th, and we'll start in the morning. The movie will start somewhere around 9:30, and then we will have Sean, a question and answer period with the famous director and producer, and I will have some information that I would like to give on brain health and the factors that affect brain health and can support brain health. And then we'll have a presentation by a new app that speaks to support during if a senior wants to stay at home and needs support in that way. I thought this was a really interesting new development, so I wanted to bring the app to the group as well. Then there's a lunch at the Y, so we'll move from the Best Western just down the road, not very far, maybe a 3, 4, 5 minute walk or drive to the Y, where there will be a lovely lunch. And then activities that the Y has developed where we incorporate music because all of my research now tells me that music is a really important component in brain health and mental health. And then they've got some creative activities that they want to do as well that are aligned with the film. And we'll have some materials for people around activity that'll be available at the Y. And that's the day until about 3 or 3:30.
Is there any cost to any of this?
No, it is all free, and it is part of our CTDC 30-year celebration.
Madeline Corelli, Sean Cisterna, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
That was Madeline Corelli, CEO of the Community Training and Development Center, and Sean Cisterna, director of the documentary film Silver Screamers, which was aired at a senior event on June 8th. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.